We're back. Ready for round two.
Depend on News Talk 94.7 FM and 970 AM WMAY. Now, live from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, it's Mike and Molson.
Hola.
Lovely day in downtown Springfield at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. The lovely Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. On Emancipation Proclamation Day. A lovely day to be at the library. Our number 629-7970. That's the listener contact line, should you choose to call us. And approach this next topic a little bit differently.
Okay.
Because it's been, I think it's been discussed every single which way. Really, I'm more fascinated by the numbers here than by the story itself. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Right. Well, and part of the reason why the Colin Kaepernick thing's not going away is look what's happening in the world right now.
Sure.
I mean, what he's kneeling for in response to continues to happen. So, you know, as that continues to happen, he continues to be brought up. And so over the weekend, the numbers, the ratings for NFL games were lower than normal, lower than last year.
Okay.
So Yahoo decided to do some research on that and conducted a survey to find out what exactly is going on. Granted, we're only 2 weeks in the season, but the ratings have slid just a little bit. So a Yahoo survey says that 44% of Americans report a likelihood of shutting off NFL games should players continue to kneel for the national anthem.
That's a pretty incredible number.
That is. The poll results follow Nielsen's rating, showing that many fans already decided not to watch football this season. Monday Night Football notched its lowest ratings earlier this week since moving to ESPN a decade ago. Part of that could have been it was just a horrible game. I mean, the Bears didn't put up any type of fight to the Eagles. And you have, you know, other things going on. And Sunday's games also suffer year-to-year losses as well. Almost a third of the respondents expressed support, which is weird. 44% in this survey said they would shut it off because of the fact that they're doing this. 30% of the or a third of the respondents said, though, that they expressed support for Colin Kaepernick's protest of the Star-Spangled Banner. Nearly half opposed his demonstrations, and about a fifth of the respondents didn't know or didn't care about the protests.
They just want their natty light and their football.
You're darn right.
Got my way.
You're darn right. So it's one of those things where if you're a football fan, how much is it really affecting you? And how much, apparently it is affecting people a lot. But the weird thing is, it's like, this is becoming more and more a bigger issue than I ever thought it was going to be.
Yes.
And it's also becoming, there was 2 weeks ago, Colin Kaepernick's jersey becomes the number one selling jersey on NFL.com. Is this now the backlash of the people supporting Kaepernick? Now you have the people backlash and the numbers rising of people that don't support Kaepernick. And how far is this going to get? And is it going to be to the point now where if you're a football fan and you are in a stadium and you're wearing a Kaepernick jersey, are you going to get accosted? Are you going to get assaulted? Are you going to get berated by somebody? Is it getting that charged is my question. It started off as something innocuous enough. There's kind of a story that I follow because I follow sports, but I thought it was a bigger, interesting thing because the fact of the matter is, how many times have you heard people, you know, complain that athletes aren't role models, but they're treated like such, and why don't they use their celebrity for good or to champion a cause?
Right.
And now one has decided to do that. And I don't know if it's because the general populace does not deem that cause worthy or the general populace of football fans don't deem that cause worthy. So now they're getting a backlash. So if I'm a professional athlete, why am I going to take a chance in the future of coming out and supporting something, knowing that if I'm not supporting the right thing in people's eyes, I'm going to get criticized for it?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it is a great question because so often when an athlete does something wrong, the first thing we say is, "Hey, people are looking up to you."
Correct.
You got to watch your P's and Q's. And you're right. So now someone does say, "Hey, this is what I believe in, and I'm gonna try to at least I'm not gonna hide behind something and pretend that this isn't an issue." Okay, fair enough. Whether you agree or disagree, that's okay. He wants to make his point. Is it, I mean, I guess the 44% is striking. What, of course, is even more interesting is that while the ratings are down, they're not down 44%.
No.
So a lot of you are talking big, but you ain't doing it.
6297.
Damn it, I need my Natty Light and my NFL.
6297970 is the News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY contact line. And you're right. As many people are saying, I'm going to turn it off. There's so many people that I'm not going to stand for this. I'm not going to stand for this because he's not standing. But you're right. The ratings, while down, aren't down that much.
Right.
And is that a function of, is it really a function of people against Kaepernick, or is it a function of the fact that the NFL has so much parity in it now that and so many rule changes that for some people it's not the football they used to watch or the football they grew up playing. There's not as much defense played, so they don't care for the game as much. Or is it a rise in college football where every game matters so much and you got the college football playoff now? So it is a combination of things that are leading to the ratings going down, but the easy scapegoat is Kaepernick's kneeling.
So as I said at the beginning, I mean, and obviously the easy topic is should he or shouldn't he, and can he or can't he, and what should the NFL do? That's been talked to death. I'm more intrigued really by the response of people who are saying they're going to boycott. And does that number surprise you? You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Hey, Mike, this is in regards to Congressman Wiener. I've got a Shakespeare quote for you. People hate to hear the sins they love to act.
Okay. 629-7970, list of contact line.
I want to make a comment, but I have no comment to make.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of hanging out there.
I forgot we talked about Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. So, well, and another thing I in this whole Kaepernick deal, besides this number from the survey, is the fact that it is starting to filter down to different situations. Megan Rapinoe is kneeling. She, right. You know, she of the women's U.S. national soccer team. Last night, WNBA playoffs, and obviously, no offense, but not a lot of people pay attention to it, but an entire team knelt and joined arms in a show of solidarity behind Colin Kaepernick. And then I read earlier this week where some high school kids in Rock Island, Illinois, at Rock Island High School, mm-hmm. decided to do it. And there was a big to-do in that community of should these kids be suspended from not only, you know, being able to be on the football team, but from school because of it.
Right.
And the superintendent there in that district said, listen, they are exercising their rights of free speech. We're trying to teach young people that, you know, if you believe in a cause, to stand up for a cause so they will not be punished.
Right.
And I'm wondering,
wow.
And we have not seen that here in District 186 or in our area, but at 629-7970, the listener contact line, do you feel that because of this, because it's becoming such a polarizing issue with, you know, a lot of people supporting him, obviously these numbers bearing out people against it, should a high school like District 186, should a high school district come out with a policy and legislate one way or another ahead of the curve to say, hey, listen, this is how we're going to handle this, or this is how we're, you know, or we're not going to stand for this. And do they have the right to do that?
629-7970, assume you don't have Shakespeare quotes, give us a call and talk to us. This is News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Hello.
Well, let me look at it this way. How can we make this more than what it is? How about if we legislate against it and tell them they can't do it? Man, that's, you talk about taking a can of gas and throwing it on a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not wild about the idea, but it is what it is, and you're not going to stop it. So I would not exacerbate it. I would say that. So that's my thought on it.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
And I tend to agree. It's kind of like the flag burning thing and everything. Where I don't approve. I'm not okay with it. But I don't know any way that you can say it's against the law. And I don't know if, and look, if the NFL wants to do it as a private organization and say, you know, we're just not in favor of this, and if you do that, it's in violation of your contract with us. They certainly can. I don't think that's healthy.
No, I don't either. And especially if it goes down to a school district saying, hey, listen, here's our policy on it, and saying that if you do it, you're immediately suspended. I think that like the caller said, that takes a situation and makes it even worse.
And this goes back, we'll take this next call in a second, this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, is what's so frustrating is that this isn't the issue.
Right, yeah, you know, yeah.
The thing that is the issue is, okay, are people mouthing off to police and risking their own lives? Are police going over the line?
That's what he wants to talk about.
That's the issue.
And now we've
and
changed it.
And nobody's talking about that issue.
Yeah, that's true.
You're on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Yeah, I think the school needs to come out with something and say, this is not how we're going to handle this. This is what you're going to do if you want to be in our school district. End of story. If you want to, once you get out of school and you go home, you can do whatever you want to protest. When I was a kid and I went to school in the late 70s and graduated in 80, you walked into school and you had your hat on, your butt was in trouble. And there was a teacher on you, the principal or somebody. I mean, I don't know how many times I got my ass paddled in school. That's half the problem with these people. There are no repercussions for anything. But this is how you acted in school. You know, we prayed before a sports event and we stood in the national anthem because that's what we did. The end of the story. It's about the school has rules. Either you wear a uniform for some schools or you don't have to wear a uniform. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Go to another school. Do what you got.
And thank you for the call. And the school can certainly do that. Does that help or does it make it worse? And if the concern is, does it make it worse, is that a reason to do or not do something?
Well, and at the same token, though, you say, well, that's what you have to do. Well, what if it's one of those things where now you're forcing me because I want to play football for the school and I enjoy the school. I have nothing wrong with the school. I enjoy what I do, but I agree with what Colin Kaepernick says. Maybe, you know, you're a teen of African-American descent and you go, you know what? I see this every day. Mm-hmm. I get freaked out. I'm going to join in. And all of a sudden you're getting suspended or you can't join in because a school board legislates that. Aren't they forcing you to do something against your will?
The answer is yes. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but you still want to play football, but I think taking away a choice doesn't help the situation much.
No, it doesn't, and it's definitely a sticky one to be sure. Live downtown at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library, it's Mike and Olson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Our number, 629-7970. And the way this is playing out is so very interesting. And you know, I said from day one, my frustration is it's while he's got his right to do what he wants to do, but it also concerns me that there's more symbolism over substance. There's more conversation about this and about the anthem and about the flag and everything than anyone has talked about what the issue is, regardless of what side of the issue you're on.
And, I mean, at least you're right. It's kind of taken on an entire thing of its own. You know, he attempted it. And part of that is because of the fact that people started to join in on the protests.
Yeah.
You know, so more and more teams and more people. And now we've gotten the backlash. So it's stopped becoming a show of unity with Colin Kaepernick about what's going on. And let's talk about the real issue. Now you get the blowback of, well, we can't have this stand. You got to stand for the national anthem rather than actually looking at the issue itself. So I don't know if it's gotten to the point now with Kaepernick to where he just needs to go, what I wanted this to be has gone way beyond what it was. So now I will stand and try something else.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see him say something like that or at least come to that realization. My question then becomes, okay, at what point does he go, okay, we're cool now, I'll stand up again? And the answer is never.
Well, theoretically, yes, until something changes, until maybe we don't get the amount of stories that we're getting right now.
Sure.
And part of that is, okay, and I heard Jim talk about this a little bit yesterday as well, you know, and some of the callers. We don't talk about all the interactions that happen on a daily basis every day where cops do not shoot someone.
Correct.
Because we have this 24-hour news cycle and now we have body cams and everything else, it's more top of mind. And it just seems to be happening more often. And you know, because we have
Correct.
That. So I don't know if what he is standing for, you're right, will ever truly go away because that's always going to be a big story and should be. Mm-hmm. It should be a light shown on it. So I don't know if what he is trying to accomplish will ever fully be accomplished to the point to where he goes, okay, now I can stand up.
Right.
I think what it's becoming now is his message has become so muddied, and it's become such a back and forth and more of a debate over patriotism and what's patriotic and what isn't, that I think at some point he's just got to go, this wasn't what I intended for.
It would be very interesting to see him do that.
And I appreciate, you know, he has to come out and say, I appreciate everyone who stood by me and those that have joined in, from the WNBA to Megan Rapinoe to high school kids to college kids. I appreciate you standing with me in unity, but what we were trying to accomplish has been co-opted by a debate over patriotism, and that's not what we're trying to bring attention to. So let's find a different way to open up a dialogue and a conversation about the injustices that African-American people and people of color are going through in this country.
And that's probably the right answer, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't know either,
yeah.
Because I think how many times we've seen it, even now in our presidential politics, to where no one ever wants to give in.
Correct.
Because if I give in, I lose.
Yeah.
And so it's become such a polarizing situation that I don't think anyone, because he's not going to want to go, because he has inspired people to join in. So if you are a young kid like the kids in Rock Island who took a knee to join in protests, and all of a sudden you see, okay, now he's standing up, I think they feel like, well, our voices will never be heard because he gave up so early. That's why I need to come out with a statement following it as well, saying, here is why I have decided to stop doing what I'm doing, because it's been co-opted by an argument that I never wanted to create in the first place.
Or at least a realization, yes, exactly. I agree 100%. Or at least a realization of the nuance that there is a disconnect between the action and the thing that he's fighting for.
Yes, he seems like a smart enough guy to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, will he get to the point to where he decides to act on that?
Yeah.
Because right now, I really do think with these numbers coming out from Yahoo about people going to turn off the NFL, no one is really talking about the issue he wanted them to talk about. It's become much more about who's a bigger patriot. And that seems to be a problem throughout our entire culture right now, even with our presidential politics.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't wear a flag pin on the right side, so he's not a pin. He did wear the flag pin. He was a little too droopy on his. And it's like, rather than focusing on issues that matter, we focus on minutia and all this other stuff that surrounds it, that it gets lost in the shuffle what it really is supposed to be about.